Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class has been announced. The Conners are coming back, and Deadpool fans get ready to hit theaters this weekend. In the juice coming up, Kanye West has another Twitter meltdown. This time, Drake is the target. And Romero has your sports.
So, the Chiefs lost last night.
Great
but
game.
But somehow that makes it worse for the Patriots.
Okay. But first, police departments in several Massachusetts communities are investigating after multiple bomb threats were emailed to numerous businesses in the state yesterday. Police confirmed threats were sent to the Opera House in downtown Boston, businesses in Hingham and Braintree, Cross Point in Lowell, four businesses in Cambridge, and the Steamship Authority in Nantucket and Mashpee. Several other reported threats across the region have not been confirmed. The threats were also sent in 10 other states, but all appear to be a hoax. The Boston branch of the FBI has asked the public to remain vigilant and will share more info when available. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has officially announced their upcoming class of 2019. Janet Jackson made the cut, along with Radiohead, The Cure, and Def Leppard, among others. Janet tweeted, "We did it, guys. Thank you for all your love and support. Hashtag Rock Hall 2019. Artists who were nominated but did not make the cut included Rufus and Chaka Khan and LL Cool J, and the ceremony will be held at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn on March 29th. Apparently, ratings for the Roseanne spinoff show, The Conners, are not as bad as we've been led to believe. It's funny because I'm excited about this, but I haven't seen one episode since the first one. Just because I've been busy, I got to go back and watch. I will. I swear.
You're the most random here. No. She hates things that she's never tasted.
I know.
And she loves things that she's never experienced.
It's weird. But ABC is negotiating with the cast for season two. Sources say everyone is willing and talks are going smoothly. John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, and Sarah Gilbert have all been making $375,000 an episode, and they are likely to get more for a second season. The Conners is, according to the ratings, this season's number one new comedy.
Yeah, well, they should automatically get a second season, because if they just blow it off after firing Roseanne, it's like, that's kind of a lose-lose situation for them. They need to kind of almost say, look, we did the right thing by getting rid of Roseanne.
Right, they're almost admitting defeat if they can't. But remember the rumors, like, right away where the show was doing so bad they were only going to do two or three episodes?
Right.
And now they're talking about a second season? That's crazy. And for a few movies coming out in theaters today, my personal favorite, Once Upon a Deadpool 2. Although, a PG-13 version of Deadpool, like, I know it's for the kids, I get it. But I wouldn't go see it again, PG-13. The whole part of that Deadpool movie being so good is all the bad parts.
Yeah, but you know, I have two young daughters. I have trained them viciously to be into comics and stuff, but they couldn't see Deadpool 1.
You wouldn't let them see Deadpool. I get that.
You know what? And honestly, it has nothing to do with the violence or the swearing. Yeah. It's more the sex stuff.
Well, that's what they're cutting out in this version. They're taking out, like, the profanity, the violence, the sexually explicit stuff. So, also in theaters today, Clint Eastwood stars as a drug mule for a Mexican cartel. It's called The Mule.
That movie looks kick-ass.
It does. I've never even heard it, but when I was looking at it this morning, I'm like, that looks really good.
It looks so good.
Also in theaters today, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and Mortal Engine, an apocalyptic movie set in a future where major cities are now armored vehicles.
Wow, Melissa's reading that with such disgust.
No, because that looks, to me, that just looks so horrible. All right, and in the juice, Cardi B and Offset's relationship, so complicated, we already know this. They are getting divorced, supposedly, or are they not getting divorced? So now Media Takeout is reporting they are, in fact, back together for sure, claiming that the proof is that Cardi B was wearing her wedding ring during the filming of her Money video earlier this week. And that would go along with rumors that Offset had planned on spoiling both Cardi and their daughter Culture for the holidays, seeing as how it's Culture's first Christmas. So we'll see on that. And Kanye West, leave it to him to keep us entertained on a Thursday night. He had another meltdown on Twitter last night, tweeting over 100 times. Jesus. And at the center of it all was Drake. And apparently, it all started when Drake's people had reached out to Kanye to try and get clearance for a sample he wanted to use. And they had worked on this song back in 2009, apparently. The first tweet of the rant was, "Trust God," followed by, "Drake just called trying to threaten me." And then that turned into, so Drake, if anything happens to me or anyone from my family, you're the first suspect. And then like dozens of tweets later, Kanye brought up the fact that he's still waiting for Drake to apologize to him for mentioning his sneakers in the French Montana song. Remember when he said, don't wear no 350s around me, whatever, whatever. Then accusing Drake of sneak dissing him on some Travis Scott records. He then accused Drake of pulling a 50 Cent by buying dozens of seats to a Pusha T gig in Toronto so it would keep him empty. Which I still think is hilarious. And then later, trying to kind of send out an olive branch saying, hey, I'm Ye, bro. Remember that I love you. I would never intentionally hurt you. That's what I've been saying to you. And Drake, as of this morning, has not posted any public statements about what's going on. But he did, in his Instagram story, put a bunch of crying, laughing emojis 14 hours ago. So he was, that was, I think, his way of responding to what's going on. So yeah. I'm sure when we wake up, when you wake up this morning, Kanye will probably have gone on a few more rants. So let's hope for that. And here is Ramiro with sports.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. Great Thursday night football game last night.
Amazing.
It was the Chiefs versus the Chargers. Chiefs were winning by 2 touchdowns, 28-14 with 8 minutes left in the game. Chargers came back, scored a touchdown with seconds left, and instead of tying it, went for two and won the game 29-28. Spectacular game. Good, but not so good for them. I mean, you wanted the Chiefs to lose, but here's the thing. The Chargers and the Chiefs now have the same record. They're both 11-3. They're in the same conference, so I don't think they'll both would get the bye, but now the Patriots have to worry about two teams on top of them with better records, and they have another team who has the same record as them. So chances are the Patriots are going to be tired this playoff season because they're not going to get a bye like they usually get, and they're going to have to play an extra game to get to the Super Bowl.
Listen, if they win out, I believe they still get the second seed.
Well, if they win out and let's say the Chargers win out, then it'll be the Chargers.
Would it though? Because you just said, because the Chiefs, the Chargers would be one, and then we would be over the Chiefs.
We'd be over the Chiefs.
Them. Yeah.
But we still have to worry about Houston. It's a lot.
But we beat
Houston.
It's a lot.
Well, what about the Chiefs? What if the Chiefs? I mean, what about the Steelers? What if the Steelers beat us on Sunday?
No, the Steelers have their records. They have a couple more losses than we do. So, well, listen, we have to win. We have to win out. Let's just win out. I'm saying we, like I play for the team. Patriots have to win out. Period.
I'm just
to
saying
have a chance at a bye.
It's not going to be easy. They need to win every game from here on in. No more of those Miami games. Celtics tonight take on the Hawks. 7 o'clock. Pittsburgh, Bruins playing Pittsburgh tonight, 7 o'clock. And like I said, the Patriots playing Pittsburgh Sunday at 4:25. And that is your sports.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.